New findings from the investigation into Australia's Bondi Beach mass shooting. Police say early indications point to a terror attack inspired by the Islamic State, adding there is no evidence to suggest other individuals were involved. They earlier said a father and son team carried out the assault. Today, they named one of them for the first time, the father, Sajid Akram. Police also revealed the duo traveled to Asia.
There has been reports in the news about our two offenders travelling to the Philippines last month. I can confirm that they did travel to the Philippines. The reasons why they went to the Philippines and the purpose of that and where they went when they were there is under investigation at the moment. I also confirm that the vehicle which is registered to the younger male contained IEDs, but I also confirm that it contained two homemade ISIS flags.
The Albanese government plans to toughen gun laws in the wake of the Bondi Beach terror attack that killed 16 people, including one suspect, the father. The National Cabinet met yesterday, commencing efforts to tighten gun laws. Leaders at the federal, state and territory levels unanimously agreed on several steps. These include banning foreigners from holding licenses and launching a national register. The Prime Minister says changes are needed since the Port Arthur massacre 30 years ago.
Port Arthur was someone engaged in random violence against people. This is targeted. This is ideologically driven and therefore is a different form of hatred and atrocity.
Natasha Gutierrez is at Bondi Beach and she joins us now. Natasha, this is usually one of Australia's most vibrant places. What's it like there today?
So yes, Bondi Beach is one of the most iconic places here in Sydney. And today it's still quieter than usual. This is my second day now of being here, of reporting from here. We're seeing a little bit more activity, but it's nowhere close to what it usually is. Over to my right, it is still cordoned off. There's still a huge crime scene area that the police continue to investigate. The police have said that it may remain this way until tomorrow afternoon. Although we are seeing some more surfers going to the water, some more people just sit here, try to enjoy the weather. But what we know for sure is that more and more mourners are coming to pay their respects. We've seen athletes, politicians, tourists. This makeshift memorial behind me, there were only a few flowers yesterday, and now you can see that it's extended for quite a bit. There are still tears, strangers exchanging hugs, faith leaders offering counseling, mental health counselors here also offering to talk to anyone who might want to discuss what's happened on Sunday. It's still quite somber here, but we are seeing a little bit more activity than we did yesterday.
Where does the investigation stand right now, and what questions remain unanswered?
I think the major point now that's being investigated are the links of the two alleged gunmen to the Islamic State. As we heard, the police said that the two went to the Philippines early last month. They stayed there for a couple of weeks and apparently had received military-style training. As we know, the Philippines is certain parts of the Philippines, particularly in the south, has been a hotbed for jihadist activity in the past. So this is definitely something that is a focus of the investigation right now. But there are mounting questions. For example, we know that the younger alleged gunman had been looked at by authorities in 2019 for possible ties to the Islamic State even back then. And there are questions as to how that then passed or flew under the radar of authorities, especially when he was living in the same house as the father who had a firearms license. So there are definitely more questions coming in, but certainly it's the connections to the Islamic State right now that is being focused on in investigations.
Natasha, we understand that security has been heightened in the wake of this attack. What kind of measures are in place?
Even here in Bondi, there is still heavy security presence. Just on my right, there's always two security here that is stationed. And they're here. Some are here investigating the crime scene. Some are here just making sure that strangers, tourists, mourners don't come across the crime scene tape. So there's a lot of heavy presence here. But across Australia, there's also been increased security presence in synagogues, in Jewish centers. And this is something we are seeing around the world. More and more countries have said they've heightened security in places of worship of Jews, of synagogues, because this attack, the Jewish community here in Australia, does resonate and does create fear among Jewish communities around the world.
Israel's ambassador to Australia visited the site of the shooting earlier today. What can you tell us about that visit?
That's right. He was one of thousands who have come here to honor the victims. During that visit, he expressed his condolences to the community, mentioned some of the victims by name, particularly 10-year-old Matilda, the youngest victim in this mass shooting. He also called for increased protection and security for all Australians, regardless of their faith. He was also asked if he thought that the government could have done more to prevent an attack, but that's something he refused to answer. He said he was here to support the community and not to comment on the prime minister. So he was here to pay respects. And I actually want to read one line that was quite powerful. He said, "I would like to pay my respects to a Holocaust survivor, Alex. He survived the Holocaust, the atrocities of the Nazis, just to be murdered here in this beautiful place, Bondi Beach."
Thank you, Natasha, for those updates. That was Natasha Gutierrez reporting for CNA from Sydney. The man who suffered injuries when he tackled one of the shooters has reportedly had a successful first round of surgery. Ahmed Al-Ahmed received a visit this morning from Prime Minister Albanese, who hailed him as an Australian hero.
Very strong.
Thank you very much.
Your heart is strong.
Thank you.
Your courage is inspiring.
Thank you very much.
ABC Australia broadcast this social media video capturing the moment he disarmed the shooter. Mr. Ahmed Al-Ahmed is a 43-year-old fruit shop owner. His family said he suffered 4 to 5 gunshot wounds in his shoulder. He has several more rounds of surgery to go. A crowdfund for him has surpassed $1 million.